are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is really cool, okay? I'm just sitting here on break while listening to the news, looking at the computer, right? And this article pops up. Of course, I got to read it on break, and then I got to tell you guys about it. But they say some of these air-breathing fish that can hop and walk across the floor of, I guess, on their fins in water, believe that walking may have evolved underwater before animals began migrating onto land, which means we might have walked in water before land. I don't know. This is too cool. I'll read the article. I'll make heads or tails. What I really wanted to talk about, Boardwalk Empire, because we had the season finale, and I can't because Kyle, right, who's working the dials, and we all love Kyle, hasn't seen it yet. So we can't discuss all the juicy details because Kyle is a slacker and still hasn't seen the finale of Boardwalk Empire. So now I got to sit here twiddling my thumbs in anticipation until he finally sees it, and then we can finally talk about it. So unfortunately, can't talk about it yet. Hopefully tomorrow night, you know, or I'll just have him plug his ears because that was good. It was so good. I love Boardwalk Empire. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to save this underwater fish article. Gosh, that stuff's exciting. See, I love science and news. I would love to do a political radio show. I'd love to do a science radio show. Oh, I really want to do a political radio show. What's going on with Occupy and they're closing off ports? And why are we closing off ports? Doesn't that put us vulnerable to a terrorist attack if our ports are closed? Why are they... I don't understand, but oh my gosh. You know, one day if they ever need me to fill in, you know, for a political host, oh my gosh, do I have a lot to say on that. But right now, it's Medical Talk Radio, sassy and stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Guys, your radios, fix your radios. Okay, you need good radios to listen to the show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some interesting stuff. Looks like some neuroscientists have been able to boost memory in mice. All right, so I guess mice that couldn't take the SAT could take the SAT now, I guess. I don't know how they could tell that, but cool stuff. We also have news just in. Looks like one of the victims in the Hollywood shootout that occurred on Friday has just died from his injuries. I need to tell you about that. A lot of people now are starting to be or showing signs of rickets, which is vitamin D deficiency, because we aren't going out into the sun. I didn't get to talk about that on the previous hour because we had so many juicy stories, but we need to talk about that. Plus, we need to talk about the caffeine content of some of the foods that we imbibe and chew, and how much caffeine you're really intaking. So as you can see, a lot to talk about, but what is the most interesting are your medical questions, so please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, just really quickly here, this is news just coming in as I'm on the air. Music executive and real estate executive John Atterbury, who was driving near Sunset Boulevard and Vine Street on Friday when the gunman shot 3 shots at him, has died from his injuries to the face and neck. The gunman was identified as Tyler Brem, 26 years old. Brem had been firing a .40 caliber handgun at motorists as they were just driving by. I was watching some amateur video of looks like a gentleman up in a building trying to get the gunman's attention to stop him, because obviously cars driving by had no idea what was going on. So he tried to distract the gunman until LAPD could come in and deal with the situation, how they dealt with the situation as they shot him. But unfortunately, when he was randomly shooting at people, he was shooting at these people point blank. And what's so scary is you saw the car slow down. You know, there's somebody in the street, so they slowed down so they wouldn't hit him. And unfortunately, slowing down allowed him to get a better shot. absolutely crazy stuff. I mean, you know, it makes you think, well, you know, you should have run the guy down. But you can't because you think somebody out in the middle of the street could be, you know, drunk or disillusioned. I remember driving down a road. It wasn't one of the main roads in Las Vegas. It was one of those like 35 mile an hour roads. Okay, which means I was probably going about 40, 45 miles an hour, unfortunately. And a guy was running and I slam on my brakes because he runs right into my lane, smacks my car and runs on. Well, as I start to rev up again, you could see a police officer, security officer, was running after him. You know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that guy might have been a shoplifter, or a shoplifter might have been a bad guy. I probably should have run him over, but you can't do that. You know, you see these movies, and you're like, all right, well, you know, why don't I just, you know, run him down and help the cops out? But unfortunately, you can't do that because you just don't know who a bad guy is. But you know, I think back, and I'm like, if that guy did something really, really bad, you know, I could have, I slowed him down, you know, because, I mean, he had to stop to hit my car, right? And so hopefully the cop got him, but the cop looked winded, you know, and this guy looked at least 20 years younger. I was thinking about, you know, going and joining the chase. I was really excited by that. You know, you usually don't see that kind of stuff. But what was so scary about what happened in Hollywood on Friday was people thought it was a scene from a movie. They, you know, you don't think that there's a madman out there on a normal, beautiful day in Los Angeles shooting at people randomly. So, unfortunately, already one death from that occurrence. Also, really quickly, more shooting news. Two middle students were shot at a Texas middle school. They were trying out for a basketball team, 13 and 14-year-old boys. And, unfortunately, there was, I guess, some hunters about 50 miles away. I didn't realize that, but so they think maybe the shots came from some hunters. School, of course, went on lockdown. Right now, one of them is in a critical condition. Another one is stable. But unfortunately, I mean, if your school is for 50 miles, I didn't realize. I was looking at this last hour. 50 miles, that's crazy, absolutely crazy. So they're still investigating that. Okay. More news today that we're going to be talking about. After the break, is how I guess the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, you know, recommends against a lot of routine screening, and more of our seniors are getting tested, and I think they're going to want to crack down on that. I don't know how good an idea that is. So we're going to, please don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This is the Dr. Dolly Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2000. 2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You see, I majored in biology, so any of these stories that come out regarding biology and fish and reptiles and amphibians and mother-in-laws, I just love. I'm like all into that. No, the mother-in-law's good. Okay, so anyway, we were talking about before the break how they possibly think that walking might have originated underwater. Now, what scientists have done is they've looked at the African lungfish, Protopterus annectans, and they find that this African lungfish can lift its body, clear off the floor, and propel itself forward using its scrawny fins, but using these fins as limbs. And it looks like it can bring up his whole body to the surface. And, you know, he doesn't really have a skeleton, but apparently these fins are acting like limbs. And some of these can also hop. Some of these fish hop. Some of these limb motions sometimes even look like a walking type of mechanism. So by looking at lungfish, they think that maybe that's how we eventually develop limbs and animals went from the water to the land. I still don't know how this happened. You know, I love the Bible story where, you know, God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So I got to figure out how I can make this work in my mind. But still, I think that is absolutely fascinating that maybe the evolution of walking started because of the fishies. I love fish. I'm just fascinated with fish. I don't like to eat it, but I like it. Kind of crazy news. You heard about this? A Saudi Arabian woman was executed, actually beheaded, for practicing witchcraftery and sorcery. They thought she was a sorcerer. Now, they aren't giving us too much details on why. Apparently, another gentleman was executed because he kind of had a TV show where he was showing some sort of I'm not sure if it was witchcrafty or it was like tricks. He was showing some tricks. But it was a fortune-telling television program. But then he was facing the death penalty, and then he was freed. In this particular case, this woman was executed for practicing witchcraft and sorcery. I mean, it blows me away what women can't do over there. Not that I think, you know, sorcery is a real subject or act. It's just it's crazy over there. I mean, you know, you don't have any freedoms, no freedom to think, no freedom to drive, no freedom to, you know, look pretty, scary stuff. Just God bless America. Thank God those of us that can live here are safe. And I pray for those that don't live in the safety that we get to benefit from. All right, let's talk about older Americans receiving cancer screenings despite recommendations. I got to tell you, this is going to be a subject that comes up again and again and again. And for my family members who are seniors, and I'm probably going to be a senior in the next decade or two, makes me nervous as hell. I'm very nervous about this. So anyway, researchers have found that among, let's say, 1,700 adults between the ages of 75 to 79, they say 57% were screened for colorectal cancer, 62% were screened for breast cancer, and 56% screened for prostate cancer. What's wrong with that? 75 to 79 years old. What is wrong with that? Why? What's wrong with that? All right. Well, I tell you what's wrong with that. This one researcher states, for breast cancer, colorectal, and cervical cancer, they say the cancers for which screening has been proved to be effective, they say if a person has less than 5 years to live, then screening is not beneficial. This was Dr. Locovico Balducci, program leader for the Senior Adult Oncology Program at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa, Florida. But if it's longer and if a patient can tolerate cancer treatment, they shouldn't be denied screening. Now, you see what he said? If a person has less than 5 years to live. So I don't know how many of you listening right now are 75 years old, but do you feel like you have less than 5 years to live? Do you think your life is over at age 80? I don't. We have seen more and more people live till their 90s. Andy Rooney lived till he was 92. We just had a couple. I'm just trying to think. There was somebody else who just passed away. But he was 93. I mean, Colonel Potter. I believe he was 93 years old. I mean, we're seeing more and more people live to their 90s. Now, my problem with this, now, I come from a family where we have colorectal cancer on both sides, up both ends, I mean, and out the other. I mean, we are afflicted with colon cancer. If I was 75 years old, all right, I would want to be screened. God forbid I have a mass, then you can't poop. Or then you have to get that part of the colon removed if it grows to the point where you have unhealthy colon, and then you have to have a colostomy bag. Why can't we be screened? Why? Now, is it going to be at the point where they don't want, you know, they're saying that the screenings correlated with physician recommendations. So they say older adults were more likely to get screened if the doctors recommended it. If they were college educated regarding prostate cancer screening, if they had other medical conditions. So what they're kind of implying is if the doctors recommend it or bring up the subject, patients are more likely to do it. So are they trying to tell us that maybe doctors need to shut the hell up? Is that what they're trying to say? Not going to happen. I'm going to say not going to happen. I mean, I am baffled by the age of some of my patients. They're running around, they're giggling, they're mobile, their minds are with it. They remember more than I remember. And then I look at their age, 81, 84. I have an 89-year-old, and it just bothers me. This one quote, you know, if they have less than 5 years to live, how the hell do you know? You know, okay, now I can understand maybe somebody getting dialysis a few times a week, somebody who doesn't, I don't even want to throw in the towel there, but you know, somebody that has so many other medical issues that they don't want to go through the training, the screening, they don't want to go through the treatment. All right, you know, I understand, give them the option. But what really makes me nervous is all these little studies and hints are flirting with the idea of let's stop recommending at a certain age. And that's what I don't want. Everybody is different. Everybody is an individual. There is no way I'm going to have a 75-year-old and not offer them the same thing I'm going to offer to my 65-year-old. Why not? But this is where healthcare is going. All right, if they want to pay for everybody, if everybody is entitled health care, and they're going to be giving health care free to many people, right, while the rest of us pay, then they're going to have to cut costs, and they're going to have to cut what they're giving to a lot of our seniors. Now, Berwick, who has left, Donald Berwick, Medicare and Medicaid, he was the one that was running it. Remember, pediatrician, intelligent guy, just, again, not a pediatrician. I still don't understand why he was running Medicare. You know, he said it's not the Medicare Medicaid system. It's the way we delivered it, the way healthcare is being delivered. He says there's a lot of waste. He said healthcare is broken. We have set up a delivery system that is fragmented, unsafe, not patient-centered. Not patient-centered? What are they talking about? If a patient wants a test, we order it. What are they talking about? Full of waste and unreliable. Yes, I think there's a lot of waste. Absolutely, I think there's a lot of waste. And you know why there's a lot of waste in our healthcare system? Right? Because there's, number one is there's all these rules and regulations, and billing Medicare and collecting Medicare is absolutely ridiculous. I can't tell you how much money we spend billing a Medicare claim as opposed to any other claim. All right. So, yes, there's a lot of waste. I waste a lot of money dealing with Medicare. A lot. I waste a lot of time. I waste a lot of my staff's time. I waste a lot of my patients' time. Absolutely. Right. But number two is there's no protection for doctors. There's no tort reform. All right. Doctors are getting sued if they miss the tumor. Failure to diagnose. Why did you order the test, doctor? Why did you wait 7 months to refer the patient? That is failure to diagnose. Something could have done with your patient if you referred him early. This is why there's waste in the medical system. Because we're taught, as soon as one of our friends gets sued, we're taught very early on, order the test. All right, everybody is ignoring one of the cruxes to this. And I hear the Democrats like tort reform, how's that gonna help? Really, lawsuits, how's that gonna help? It's going to help because every doctor out there is afraid of losing their practice and losing their home because they didn't order the test. Don't you think something's wrong with that? I do. I'm a doctor, there's something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. I'm going to get sued if something goes wrong with my patient, their family hires a phenomenal attorney, and that attorney convinces the jury that I didn't do everything I could have, including referral, tests, medications, ATOP treatment. So I'll get sued. So what am I going to do? I am going to order the test. It's going to be very patient-centered. That patient is going to be the center of my universe, and it is. I'll order that MRI. I'll put the patient in the hospital. Or I'll send the patient back to the ER if they're sick. Not because I'm afraid of getting sued. It's because I want the patient to live. But as a secondary, absolutely, because I'll get sued if I mess up. Yes, there's waste, and nobody's talking about it. Doctors make too much money. Doctors make too much money. Bull crap. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I love it. It reminds me of Rocky. We just had our kids watch Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3. I don't know about Rocky 4 if we're going to do that. I mean, it was good, but not as good as the other ones. But one of my kids couldn't see it because he didn't want to see the spit and the blood and all that. But my younger one just loved it. And what was so interesting about, you know, we're watching a movie that's 30, 40 years old, roughly, right? 30, 35 years old. And we have one of those Everlast punching bags in my son's room. And my son is 9 years old, Brock. And after watching each of the Rockies, he, you know, ran off and, you know, ran to his room. So I thought he had to go pee or something. And then you listen in and he's going, boo, Boom. And he has his boxing gloves on and he's punching the bag just like my brother did after watching Rocky, right? 30 years ago, 35 years ago. What is amazing is how some of these movies that are out there just are timeless. You know, now I know, I guess Talia Shire in a coma was kind of boring. And yes, there are some slow points, but you want to know what really blows my mind is how we as parents don't have our kids see some of the classics. I don't know if you guys saw the movie Zohan. Don't mess with the Zohan. It's an Adam Sandler movie where he's supposed to be an Israeli Mossad agent or whatever coming to America, etc. Well, he, when he trains, he drinks, or the bad guy in the movie drinks three chicks. You know, they take it from the Rocky movie where, remember, Rocky cracked eggs? Well, in this movie, the guy was drinking chickens. Well, when my kids saw the original Rocky the other day, and they're seeing Rocky put eggs, my son's like, no, that's wrong. It's supposed to be whole chickens. It's supposed to be the little chickadees. And I go, no, that was a comedy. This is the real thing, raw eggs. So, you know, my recommendation is if you could get your kid to see the classics, but I got to tell you, it's amazing to see your kid act the same way your brother did decades ago with the same movie and inspired the same way. Good stories. I love the whole Rocky stories. True, I was worried about a zygomatic arch and an orbital process fracture. I was a little nervous about that. Very difficult for me to watch. But good flick nonetheless. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Nope, still can't talk about Boardwalk Empire. Kyle still hasn't seen. Kyle, hurry up and see it. I need to get Kyle to watch it while we're on the show so I can talk about it tonight. Anyway, we were just talking about prior to the break that quote-unquote older Americans are receiving cancer screenings despite recommendations. All right. Okay, so somebody who has only 5 years to live, they say, shouldn't be getting colon cancer screened and mammogram and prostate cancer screened, although how do you know if someone's only going to live 5 years or another decade or two? How do you know? Well, in similar news today, a study came out saying some back pain patients can probably skip the MRI. You see? Same story, different day. Okay, so now we could skip another expensive test. Why can we skip it? They say people who get steroid injections to ease back pain, those facet injections, epidural injections, many of you listening have gotten those, they say do not need an MRI scan. The MRI scan does little to help doctors assess and treat patients, but adds significant costs. All right, now, the MRI is one of the fanciest tests, costs about $1,500 to $2,000, with or without contrast. They say given how often these injections are done, skipping the MRI beforehand could save significant time and money. Yeah, it can. They ain't lying. I mean, MRIs are expensive, but if you're the doctor and you're about to put a needle into somebody's back for back pain, wouldn't you want to know that he doesn't have a tumor? Wouldn't you want to know that he doesn't have a compression fracture? Wouldn't you want to know that, right? No. We got to save money. Okay, well, fine. I understand that. We spend too much in healthcare. I get that. But if that doctor did not do the MRI and there was something wrong, are you going to protect him? Oh, no. Well, the doctor should have done other tests that the MRI could. There's not a lot of tests you could do in the office to distinguish between a tumor and a herniated disc. Not a lot. They could still have hyperreflexia or lack of reflexes. They could still have sciatica type issues. I don't want you all to panic. I mean, a tumor in the back is rare. We have one young lady. She was having sciatica pain throughout her pregnancy, and she went through the pregnancy uneventful, but she didn't really have sciatica. She had a tumor that was evading her ischium, one of her pelvic bones, that was mimicking sciatica. Now she's getting treated, and we think she's going to be fine. But this is why we get the scan, okay? If a symptom doesn't go away and we're about to try a treatment, I think it's a good idea to actually look and see what we're looking at before we start sticking needles in you. Now, yes, in the olden days, we stuck needles in you. That's how we did it. You know, your knee was hurting. We didn't really have to, you know, look at the knee. We, you know, stuck a needle in it. It's a big joint. You know, same thing with shoulder. If we wanted to figure out if you had gout in your knee or toe, we'd suck out some fluid and look at the crystals. Medicine was cooler. I have to admit that. All right, medicine, way cool. Way cool when you had to figure things out. Gonorrhea. When I was at UCLA, we had to, as part of our training, work at an STD clinic. And this STD clinic, they didn't have money to send it to the lab. We had to gram stain and look at the gonorrhea ourselves. So we would take the sample from the penis. We would then go to the back room. We'd do our gram staining. I'd get purple all over me. I probably got the gonorrhea all over me, but that's okay because, you know, it was cool. And we would find the cocci, would look at them under the microscope, diagnose that they had it, give them antibiotics. It was very cheaply done, very time consuming. We learned a lot, and that's how we did it. So yeah, medicine was cooler. Medicine was pretty cool, you know? But I also wasn't going to be a risk to get sued as a medical student. As a medical student, you're kind of covered. I was in medical school when I was at UCLA. I went to UNR, and then I went to UCLA my last year. Then when you're in residency, yeah, the liability rises a little bit. All right? Not that there's much liability. It's very easy to pick up gonorrhea. All right? But, you know, now we're talking about backs. We're talking about people with, you know, facet issues, herniated discs, pain in the back. We do epidural injections all the time. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. But you get the MRI. I think it's nice to know what you're doing before you start sticking needles back there. But Dr. Dahlia, we need to give health care to everybody. I understand that. And I would love everybody to have health care. I would now, you know, I am still a little confused. You know, Medicare, many people still pay on Medicare. I still don't understand why Medicaid, nobody pays. Still don't understand why we can't charge $10, $5, $20. I still don't get that. I don't understand why Medicaid has to be free. And if we are, you know, coming up with a public option later type or something, I mean, I don't understand why some groups of people don't have to pay, but why the rest of us do. But I do like the idea of everybody having access to health care. Absolutely. I'm a doctor. I'm a human being. I don't think anybody should not have access to health care. If they are a citizen, if they are paying their taxes, if they're paying their dues, people that don't pay their taxes, no, they shouldn't get. They should. Well, I understand. Our children are people that have, you know, disabling diseases. But, I mean, I see people driving Camaros on Medicaid. They look absolutely fine. I don't know why, you know, and they're like, oh, you can't send me a bill. I told you about that one lady. Hair was done. Nails were done. Her child wasn't doing so well. White count was down, so I ran an HIV. I found HIV. We diagnosed HIV. We believe she had early AIDS. For some reason, the insurance balance was $10.14. Mom had an absolute fit that she got a $10 bill. So we had to write it off back then because I think she ended up applying for Medicaid or something. But really, we probably saved your daughter's life. $10, really? I mean, we've got to change the attitude of people not paying. But going back to the subject, yes, MRIs are expensive. Does everybody with back pain need an MRI? Probably not. Will a doctor get sued if he misses something? Absolutely. All right, how do you tell a doctor not to do the MRI and we're not going to protect you? It's not going to happen. So what's going to happen is more and more of these U.S. researchers are going to say, nope, you can't do these tests. Then insurance companies, private insurance companies are going to follow. They say, look, well, if Medicare or Medicaid's not paying, we don't have to pay. Why should we be idiots and foot the bill? Which means then doctors, if they can't order the test, if they don't have any protection in terms of a lawsuit, they're going to say, to heck with this. Why? To heck with this. That's why we're losing our doctors. All right? I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me as a doctor, but I want you all to understand what the problem is. Healthcare costs are high, but they're only addressing half the problem. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show and more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And I apologize if we're ever not live when you listen in your city or on XM. You could still call us with your medical questions on our answer line, and we usually play it within the next working day or two working days, so we could play your question. If you missed the show, we do have all our shows podcasted and archived on the GCNLive.com website. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for sending the show out nationally. We have Kyle working the dials. And if any of you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, very simple. You just go to your talk radio station, give them a call, send them an email, and say, bring Dr. Dahlia to my city. And they'll be like, oh, no, you mean like Occupy? No. I have nothing to do with the Occupy movement. Nothing to do at all. Their ports will be fine. Speaking of ports, it looks like San Francisco, their minimum wage is going to be over $10. Their minimum wage is going to be $10.24. Isn't the minimum wage $7? So I'm trying to think what the minimum wage is now. But apparently the city's minimum wage went from $9.92 to $10.24, means that San Francisco has some of the highest paid employees. Wow. I'm trying to think. I used to, when I was in college, so we're back late 80s, early 90s, I was working at Jack in the Box, and I think I got a raise, and I was at $4 an hour at Jack in the Box, $4 an hour. And then when I worked for the EPA, I think I was at $6 an hour. And I remember I was really jealous of all my friends who were in the hotel school. Because in the hotel school, when you were working front desk part-time, while you were in school, you got $10 an hour. And I was like, whoa. And that was, I mean, they were in the money. And then some of my friends dropped out of college and did valet. And some of my friends did cocktails, and they made much bigger bucks. But, gosh, minimum wage $10. That's, you know, whew, all right. You know, I think the rest of us are still a little behind. But, again, I mean, you know, good for them for upping the minimum wage. My only concern is, all right, if, you know, employers aren't handling that hike up, are they going to fire people? I'm not sure. Again, I'm not an economist, but we're just kind of looking at that. All right, but what I am is a doctor, and what I do know is I don't like too much caffeine. I think caffeine is bad, very bad, okay? So it looks like children are still downing energy drinks. Now, if any of you parents give your kids energy drinks, you should smack each other upside the head. If your kid is drinking an energy drink, you should smack the can away from him, all right? Your kid should not be drinking energy drinks. They should drink water. They should drink low-fat milk, maybe some healthy 100% fruit juices, okay? If they're on sports teams, maybe they could have a Gatorade. But you never give a child, after they've done a sport and their heart rate is high, give them an energy drink. What are you guys thinking? Well, it looks like kids are consuming caffeinated energy drinks a lot more than they should. They're having anxiety. They're having high blood pressure, sleeplessness. Why do kids need, you know, they think they're grown-ups. I remember in high school, my friend's like, oh, I need my coffee. Oh, I need my coffee. You need your coffee? Right? No, you don't need coffee. You're 14. You don't need coffee. Yes, I need my coffee. You know, it's like I need my smoke. I need my, it's stupid. It's stupid what kids are doing. And they see mom and dad drink, you know, their energy drinks, and they do too. Well, how much caffeine is bad? Well, with kids, we really don't want them having more than 100 milligrams a day. Most doctors say keep adults under 500 milligrams a day. I think it should be less. I think adults should be drinking less than, you know, 300. But what is the caffeine content of what we're drinking? All right. Well, first of all, regular espresso. Oh, my gosh. I've been calling it espresso. See, I'm not a coffee drinker. It's not espresso. It's espresso. See, if you guys are, espresso's Italian, right? Right. You do you notice with Italian and Spanish, you don't say school. When you have an S, you put an E before it, like escuela. If you're talking to, shoes, instead of saying shoes, you put an E before it, you know? And so espresso must be Italian, must be Spanish. 40 to 75 milligrams of caffeine. A decaffeinated espresso still has about 10 to 15 milligrams, it could. Some zero. So some of your decaffeinated may still have caffeine in it. Generic brewed coffee could have up to 200 milligrams of caffeine, just one 8-ounce cup. All right. Generic Instant can have about 173 milligrams. McDonald's Brewed. I'm getting this from mailclinic.com. A McDonald's Brewed coffee could have 100 milligrams of caffeine. A Starbucks latte, 150 milligrams. Latte must be French. What about tea? Black tea could have up to 60 milligrams of caffeine. Green tea up to 40. Arizona iced tea, 11. Lipton Brisk lemon iced tea, 5 to 7. But I hear that's a real, real tea. When you drink those tea drinks that come in soda bottles, tea isn't supposed to come in soda bottles. All right, 7-Up, no caffeine. A&W Root Beer, no caffeine. Sprite, no caffeine. Yet Coca-Cola, 30 to 35 milligrams. Diet Coke, up to 47. Mountain Dew, whopping 55 milligrams. Mountain Dew's kind of high in caffeine. Okay, now let's go to energy drinks. 5-Hour Energy Drink, 207 milligrams of caffeine for 2 ounces. That's crazy. Crazy. Full Throttle, about 70. Monster, 80 milligrams. Red Bull, up to 80 milligrams. Rockstar, up to 80 milligrams of energy. So you see, I mean, a kid shouldn't really be drinking them, but one is, you know, practically their limit. And these kids are drinking 2-3 a day. Because remember, they're small drinks. You know, it's not like somebody drinking a whole pot of coffee. You're looking at these, I mean, when you're looking at these energy drinks, like 5-Hour Energy, that's 2 ounces. Okay? Rockstar, 8 ounces. All right, now, regular foods have caffeine. Chocolate? Now, this is where I come in. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink 7-Up. I don't drink Mountain Dew. I don't drink tea. I eat chocolate. So chocolate chips, semi-sweet. Ooh, so tasty! 104 milligrams of caffeine, but that's a cup. Ouch. Man, I have 3 cups. Okay. Dark chocolate-coated coffee beans? Yuck. 336 milligrams of caffeine. I'll say, what's the point, guys? Really? Why would you sully the chocolate with the coffee taste? I don't know how y'all like coffee taste. I really don't. I just can't stand the coffee taste. Hershey's Kisses. 9 pieces of Hershey's Kisses is 9 milligrams of caffeine. Okay, now what about medicines? Excedrin. Whew, I take Excedrin. Excedrin, 130 milligrams of caffeine. No dose, 200 milligrams of caffeine. Okay, so that's caffeine for you. All right, you got to be careful. We had a young kid, 20-some-year-old, drink a Red Bull. He said he only drank one. I thought it was 2 or 3, and he went into atrial fibrillation. Heart just didn't really handle the caffeine too well. You got to be careful with your stimulants. Just because something is over-the-counter doesn't mean it's 100% safe. We were talking about in the earlier hour these HCG drops that are being sold over-the-counter. The FDA is going after them. FDA doesn't want people saying it's HCG, and they don't want people taking them thinking they're going to lose weight. HCG is the expensive hormone that I guess doctors are charging $1,000 a pop, from what I hear, for you to get, and then you have to go on a 500-calorie diet. You seem to lose weight, and then when you go off your 500-calorie diet, you gain it way back. HCG was a hormone they had tried on young boys years ago. It's a pregnancy hormone, and they found these boys to lose weight. So they've been marketing it as a diet supplement. Well, now, over-the-counter, there's these companies selling the HCG drops non-hormonal. The components of the HCG drops. And so people are buying them because you could get them for $25 or cheaper. FDA is trying to go after them to crack down on that. They don't like that. All right. Speaking of drinking and cracking down, looks like the medical study of the day here was drinking alcohol fuels the desire for unsafe sex. They say alcohol consumption has been long implicated in the incidence of unsafe sex leading to HIV infection. They say people that drink are more likely to engage in unsafe sex. Duh. An increase in blood alcohol level of 0.1 increase the indicated likelihood of engaging in risky sex by 5%. How do they measure this stuff? Okay, these people drink, they get horny. I mean, where do they get the numbers and the points and the decimals? I don't get it. So they say HIV and AIDS prevention programs should include efforts to reduce heavy drinking. Of course, people don't like to wear condoms. You know what you need to do is before you go out drinking, sew or super glue a condom on you. That's how you do it. All right, guys, if this is your stop, see ya. If not, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.